Construction is set to begin shortly on a special high-density workforce housing development in Rapid City. City officials and developer NeighborWorks broke ground on Wednesday for the Village on Monroe affordable housing project. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger has the story.
Five homes are set for construction on one city lot at the corner of Dilger and Monroe. The homes are either one bedroom or two bedroom. The density of homes on one lot are expected to drive the cost down. City officials say the project is an experiment in housing development and the permitting process. Joy McCracken is the executive director for NeighborWorks, a nonprofit developer that's constructing the Village on Monroe. She says the cost of the housing market is pushing people out of home ownership.
With the cost of homes today, there are many people working in our communities that can't afford to buy a home. So we want to provide something that's decent, safe, and affordable.
In June, the Rapid City Common Council established a TIF district to help fund the affordable housing development just north of the Civic Center. Money from the increase in property value will help offset the cost of construction over time. Robert Graham is a Rapid City resident and the first to buy a home at the Village on Monroe. Graham says there's a fine line between what's affordable in Rapid City and what's not.
The houses that I saw that I could afford would have needed tens of thousands of dollars of work, and I didn't want to do that. The houses that I felt were nice were way out of my price range.
City officials say they plan on working on the next affordable housing high-density project soon. At the state level, a summer study commission is taking a closer look at workforce housing availability in South Dakota. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.